Federal and state officials are investigating the Brown County's county attorney, Shane Britton. There are questions about Britton's practice of accepting donations from suspects in misdemeanor criminal cases to pay their way out of being prosecuted. The suspicion is the donations are actually bribes, and the practice is straight-up corruption. And those arrested on minor drug charges, DWIs, and more would have their cases dismissed if they would only pay up. Then that money was not accounted for. Patrick Michaels wrote about the investigation for the Texas Observer.
It started in 2007 when County Attorney Shane Britton out in Brown County was looking for a way to raise some money for his office and went to the legislature and asked for permission to take donations and, you know, said they sort of could come from anywhere. They could come from, donors, foundations, or maybe defendants as well. To help fund the court system. The lawmakers thought that was a great idea because it kept their costs down. And so Britton formalized a program over a few years where, depending on what you'd been accused of, you could get out of the charges by donating to his office.
Donating to the office. But so defendants, people who were arrested for things like driving with a suspended license or shoplifting or other, nonviolent crimes, were they told that they were required to make a donation, or were they told this was just part of the deferred adjudication?
I think that the perception for anybody going through the system was that this was the way that something like deferred adjudication would work. He didn't say that that's what it was called, but you'd get a form to sign, and it would say, X number of dollars for fees for the county, and then you're going to pay a donation of this amount to the county attorney's office. In some cases, it was even to like the county fair or other local entities that, it would be a required donation, but it was all sort of in the guise of, the official business of the court.
Texas has been very enthusiastic in regards to creating ways to make defendants pay for the judicial process. But then there's also a line that is supposed to be there where we're not supposed to have quid pro quo, eat the poor kind of process.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of an obvious conflict when, ostensibly you could be judged. There would be a chance to have a trial, or, you're presumed innocent. And here you're getting away from all of that. You're leaving things out of the judge's hands by letting somebody just cut a deal with the prosecutor directly. And deals with prosecutors are sort of normal things to some extent, but just sort of the bald-faced way of making these cash deals to get out of it at first. That was, I think, what stepped over the line for a lot of people.
So the word donations being used, other people have said that the word should have been bribed.
Right. I mean, that's sort of, in practical terms, what a lot of the critics say, and Britton, would go the other way and say it's more like a fee. It's like any other court fee that you'd have.
It doesn't matter if you call it a gift from Santa. We're still supposed to have the rule of law. Things are supposed to follow a certain process. Doesn't matter what you call it.
Yeah. And I mean, to a lot of people on the ground, if you're caught up in the system, we talked about one woman named Charlie Salas in the story, and she already had surcharges she owed the state for a prior stop where she I think she was driving without insurance at first, and so she owed money to that. And then so it's just like one court fee on top of another one, and so it doesn't really matter too much to folks what you call it or who it's being paid to. The overall picture is you're just having to pay a load of money for a small crime.
Recently, I spent some time in the Bexar County Jail for research and doing a story, and was able to talk to quite a few of the inmates there. And their impression is that someone is getting rich off of them. They felt like they are being feed over and over again on a nonstop basis. Everywhere they turn, they're having to pay fees to probation and for whatever it is, ankle monitors. And so sometimes they just give up and say, I'm just going to spend my time in jail, which ends up costing taxpayers. It seemed like when you have this atmosphere where there's so many fees that are being attached to criminal defendants, it creates this swamp where you can add another layer of donations that are off the books for a county attorney, and no one seems to notice.
I think that's really what this story is about the sort of snowball effect over the years where you're just not surprised anymore by something like this because you kind of expect, you're going to get a lot of fees assessed on you and they're going to come from all different places. And for the county attorney to say that you have to donate to his office as part of it, then that sounds not so far off what the rest of the system entails as well.
Patrick Michaels is a staff writer for the Texas Observer. We have a link to his story on our website, tpr.org.